Hello, everyone. I permit me, if you will, I want to go on a bit of a rant against against Anne Widdecombe, a woman who I actually quite enjoy, and whose views on certain subjects I agree with, but socially I just find her reprehensible. I read yesterday about what she had said about Zachary Fenish-John, and that. She would rather be the son of some, a single mother who couldn't support her child than the son of Elton John and David Furnish. And I just can't understand how she thinks she can be speaking on behalf of the faith that I personally view myself as being a member of. I was brought up a Christian, and perhaps because I work in a cathedral, for better or for worse, I end up going to church every day, and so find comfort and understanding in at least believing that there is some kind of higher power, and I believe in much of what Christianity says about Jesus Christ. And so, yes, I would consider myself to be a Christian. And she thinks that she is somehow coming to the defense of families and of the Christian church and of the Christian message by saying these enormously hurtful comments. And it really, really angers me because she doesn't understand Christianity if she thinks that what she is saying is speaking on the behalf of Jesus Christ. It so angers me. Being gay is not about being antisocial. It's not about being anti-traditional. It's about love. It's about falling in love with someone and wanting to spend your life with them. And if, God bless, you get children with that love, then that's a celebration of that love too. And it's a privilege. And just because she hasn't had that privilege doesn't mean that she can then speak on behalf of the church and say that Elton John and David Furnish's love is any way less legitimate than any that she may have had, or at least could have had. I don't understand how people across the world think that they are acting on behalf of the man who says that the two most important things in life are to love God and to love each other. How is what she said, how is what anyone ever says about gays when they say, you don't deserve to live, you don't deserve to have the life of happiness, you don't deserve to love the person that you love, you don't deserve to live with them, you don't deserve to be able to have the benefit of being able to decide whether they should die, being at their side in a hospital. I don't understand the people who don't get that. How can they speak on behalf of love? The man who is meant to be love incarnate. I'm sorry for practically shouting at you, and I realise that almost everyone who hears this will agree with it. So, I'm sorry for shouting, but it's something that I really have been thinking about and believe passionately, and I hope you do too. See you.